All right. That was Rich Scangarello at the podium. John Davis, Orlando Franklin, now joined by Broncos safety Kareem Jackson. Kareem, how'd you feel about the practice today?
I feel good about it. You know, for us, it's all about coming out and execute. You know, we'll have to go back and watch the film to see, you know, if we did that. But as far as flying around, getting to the ball, you know, I felt like we did pretty good today.
Talk to me about the difference, because obviously we've seen you guys go against the Seattle Seahawks. I don't even think a lot of the starters played against Atlanta, but now you actually got an opportunity to go against a true starting quarterback in Jimmy Garoppolo. Talk to me about how it's been a difference between these preseason games and today's practice when you're playing against another team's starting quarterback.
I mean, obviously in preseason, it's kind of hard to get a feel for the game just because, you know, first couple of games you're in and you're out, you know, you're getting 5, maybe 10 plays, but just out here and getting a chance to, you know, to see them on multiple occasions, you know, one play after another, you know, in different situations, you know, different parts of the field, red zone, you know, backed up, you know, shot area, stuff like that, you know, it's good for us. But, you know, I mean, we all know, you know, he's a capable quarterback. You know, he has all the tools. So, you know, it's good for us as a secondary, as a defense, to see, you know, another team. I mean, obviously for us to see different receivers, but, you know, definitely another quarterback.
Tell us about these joint practices, the intensity level that everybody brings. Is it that similar of a game?
I think so. Only thing take out is the actual tackling, you know, because at some point it kind of gets to a point in practice where, you know, it kind of gets chippy and, you know, guys, you know, start to talk. Man, we all competitors, so it's kind of hard to stop us from yapping and chirping at each other. So sometimes it can go, you know, a little bit overboard. But at the end of the day, man, it's all about, you know, coming out here and competing and, you know, and winning your one-on-one against, you know, whoever you're up against. You know, I think, like I said, you know, seeing other teams and getting a chance to beat up on some other guys instead of beating up on each other, man, that's always fun.
We know that you're playing safety right now. We know that you have the ability to play the cornerback position. You bring an intensity. I remember last year before the Houston Texans game, I said, listen, at some point, Philip Lindsay's going to get that welcome to the NFL moment, and you gave it to him when you guys played last year. What do you see your role being for this defense and a part of this team? Because our guy, Cecil Laramie, we talk about tone setters, said that, hey, watch out for Kareem Jackson. He's going to be the tone setter. Do you see yourself as a tone setter for this Broncos defense this year?
I mean, definitely. If that's, you know, what's asked of me, I mean, for me, I'm never going to shy away from that contact. You know, especially if it's early in the game, I feel like, you know, if we can get some good solid hits on receivers, running backs early, you know, it's going to work in our favor later, because next time he come across the middle, he's going to think about it, and, you know, that may be the time where we can pick it and, you know, and get some good field position, maybe turn it into points, you know, and us scoring on defense. So I'm all about coming down and being physical, you know, and land some solid hits, you know. So, but for me, it's all about, you know, setting that tone early. So, and just letting them know, man, hey, we're going to be here all day.
Now that you're playing the safety position, are you able to be a lot more aggressive? Does it play to your nature? You said you like the hit. You like when receivers have to think about it going over the middle. So now that you're at that safety position, does it now play into you now?
Yeah, definitely. Because, you know, at safety, pretty much you're running around and you're just hitting people, man. So naturally, that's what I do. I've been that way for a long time, you know. So being in a position, you know, where I can see everything on the field and can kind of go sideline to sideline and, you know, the run just kind of coming right down the alley at me, man. I get a chance to really, you know, lay some solid hits, you know, when the opportunity presents itself.
It's Broncos safety Kareem Jackson joining us right now. Kareem, tell us. Oh, Kareem, thank you for joining us today.
I was about to say, I don't have to go, but.
Oh, cool. Okay, we can keep rocking.
Yeah.
Just tell us about this Vic Fangio defense, what it's like to play in it.
Very versatile, man. So a lot goes into it, man. A lot of checks, you know. We definitely have to be sound in our communication, you know, in the back end and, you know, linebackers as well, man. So the thing about it, man, I feel like we have an answer for everything the offense may do. So that's the exciting part about it, man. A lot of times, you know, in certain defenses, man, you're kind of limited as in what you can do, you know, in certain situations. But I feel like we got a lot of answers for a lot of different stuff, a lot of different ways the offense may attack us. So, you know, being a defender and being on the back end and at safety, you know, that's exciting, you know, going into – and it's almost like – you can have the offense on their heels, you know, kind of second guessing themselves, not really knowing what you guys are doing. So it's always exciting when you have that in your advantage.
Has there been a guy on this defense that you're just like, whoa, man, that you got to watch out for this young guy? He's going to be a good player. Has there been anybody on this defense that you've been really impressed with?
I mean, I've always respected Justin's game just from afar, but getting a chance to be, you know, on his side and side by side and getting a chance to see how he worked, you know, on a daily basis, man, it's been exciting to see. You know, I'm definitely, you know, my respect goes to another level for him. I've always respected his game, but just getting a chance to be with him every day and, like I said, seeing the way he works, you know, to being the type of ball hawk he is and going from sideline to sideline and being physical also. So, man, I have a new respect for him on a different level. So I'm definitely excited to play alongside him this year.
Okay, real quick, who's going to have more interceptions this year, you or Justin Simmons?
Oh.
Come on, you don't got to think about it.
I was about to say, I like me.
Okay.
There you go.
There you go. Awesome. Kareem Jacks, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me, man.